producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, we've reached the end of the week. On a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to be joined by Larry Pratt in the second hour, and we're going to talk about what's going on in D.C. We're going to talk about what's going on with Gabby Giffords. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. As far as D.C. is concerned, right now, first of all, they've run out of time. They have run out of time because their provisions are not in place. They have passed a law, but everything is not in place to execute it. So they have run out of time. So I'm waiting to see what this judge does next month. But even, they're going before the same Judge Scullin, who's already said their little gun control regime is unconstitutional, but they've gone to great lengths in D.C. to deny the right to keep and bear arms from as many of the law-abiding little people as they can, because theirs is going to be modeled after New York City, and theirs will be executed just like it is in New York City. So in D.C., if your buddies with the issuing authority, or if you are rich, or if you have friends in City Hall or in the mayor's mansion, if you're friends with Kathy Lanier, the D.C. police chief, you're going to have no difficulty whatsoever getting the government's okay to defend your life if you find a need to. But if you do not have money, like if you just work a job and, you know, you have a retirement fund or something, if you don't have connections, if you're not famous, then you probably find yourself denied by a very petty and petulant issuing authority who doesn't want to do it. And all of this is embodied in D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier. She is going to have no problems ensuring that her cronies and her political bosses' cronies have the right to defend themselves in one of the most crime-ridden cities in America. It is getting better, but it's still not Disneyland. But she's going to do whatever she can to ensure that you are denied the same civil right if you're not one of the beautiful people. Because they have adopted the New York City modeled may issue policy when granting concealed carry permits, which translates into the fact that even if you are a perfectly honest and innocent law-abiding citizen, the issuing authority, Chief Lanier, can still deny your rights just based on her whims or her political ideology. And that is, in this case, this ideology is, she's a anti-gun hoplophobe when it comes to regular people having guns. This new law is nothing more than, is theater. It's kabuki theater. It's a legal smokescreen to try to protect the district from losing another court case over this issue. Now, Lanier isn't announcing that she is denying permits based on a whim. She's just hiding behind the just cause aspect of the D.C. carry law. That means that if you are a regular person in Washington, D.C., you must prove that you have a sufficient reason to need to carry a firearm. And they start knocking some of those down. What you would think would be apparently good reasons. The first good reason should be that you're an American with a God-given right to do so, and that is not sufficient cause for Lanier. Now, segue from that to the other extreme, being a victim of a crime or living where street crime is the highest in the nation is also insufficient reasons to be able to defend yourself, according to Lanier in a statement she made last week as the district began accepting applications for carry permits. She stated her views unequivocally. Living in a crime-plagued area where killings have occurred would not be sufficient cause for a concealed carry permit, nor would owning a home that's been burglarized many times. Isn't that a little bit like living on a floodplain? You know, people live on floodplains, and they know it's going to flood, and it has flooded in the past, and they know it's going to flood again. So what do they have to have? By law, you know, according to the mortgage company or whoever's got their mortgage, they have to have flood insurance. Homeowners insurance does not cover that. So they have to have something separate and special for that. In D.C., the equivalent of flood insurance in these crime-ridden areas would be a concealed carry permit, which they can't have by law. Even if you are a victim of multiple crimes or live in an area that you have been at, you have an abnormally high likelihood of being victimized, which is saying something since you already live in the crime capital of America, even with all that, in Lanier's eyes, you do not have sufficient cause to carry a gun. So the question is, if imminent danger and a history of victimization aren't reasons acceptable to the issuing authority for a carry permit, what is? Other than, you know, being like Kathy Lanier's brother-in-law or something. Sister, something, I don't know. Other than, you know, being on the same in the same PTA as Kathy Lanier. Other than, I don't know, playing tennis with Kathy Lanier. A constitutional right is not supposed to be at the whim of one sole person. There's no, that is not the arbiter, ever. This is an affront to the whole idea of constitutionality and civil rights and all of these other things. This is an affront. It's an affront to liberty, and it's a mockery of this Bill of Rights. It's like denying the First Amendment right because some authority doesn't like what you have to say. Now, maybe Chief Lanier should give up her own gun, but she's not going to. And that just shows how hypocritical anti-gun liberals are. Just like the drunk legislator in St. Louis the other day. Anti-gun, carrying a gun. It doesn't, you know. And I'm waiting to see this judge. I'm waiting to see what Judge Scullin does with this. Because he needs to rip them. He needs to rip them a couple of new orifices. Because this is what he told them he wanted is not what they have provided. That is not, and I don't know under what basis he's going to come at them, other than the fact that he's already indicated to them that, hey, you know, I don't think you read my motion. I don't think you read my ruling. Take a moment and read my ruling, okay? Save yourself a little trouble. Probably not, you know, Kathy Lanier. I'm sure she lives in a very safe neighborhood. Being the police chief of Washington, D.C. pays very well. $250,000 a year. Probably lives in a gated community. So she probably doesn't have to worry about the same things that the people that are disarmed by her or are not going to be allowed to be armed by her. She doesn't have to worry about the same things where they might die on the street or walk into a burglary and be shot on the way out or something like that. She's going to be fine. Chief Kathy Lanier, keeping criminals in D.C. safe since 2007. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania, the preemption conniption fit of Democrats in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm all right.
Oh, got some good news here in Pennsylvania. House Bill 1243 was passed. And this allows gun owners or groups to sue other municipalities. That way, if you win your lawsuit, they have to pay your legal bills.
Right, and the Democrats don't like that very much. Do
yeah, but Mayor McRae is mad about this one.
I think in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, they're particularly very upset, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're so mad that steam's rising from their heads.
You know, that's really the way that needs to be nationwide. One, you know, let the state house set the laws. You don't need to have these little miniature fiefs, or in the case of Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, a big fife, where a mayor comes in that doesn't like guns, or a city council that comes in and doesn't like guns, like in D.C., and they want to thumb their nose at their state legislature. I mean, Pennsylvania is a fairly big gun state, isn't it, as far as gun ownership and everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this bill was overwhelmingly passed, like 143-54, and the governor passed it. And the other candidate, he's a Democrat, but he's against this bill. So we just need to hold our municipalities accountable for what they do.
Well, and hit them in the pocketbook. I mean, that's the part they really dislike about it. That means that if they pass something unconstitutional and somebody in the city or in the municipality takes umbrage to it, that they can go sue them for it, and then the city or the municipality gets to pay the legal bills. That's the other problem, isn't it?
Yeah. And the gun grabber's excuse is, well, you know, if they were about straw man purchases, or, you know, like if I would have my gun stolen, you know, they would say, well, then I could sue them, you know, if I was fined for that. Of course, if my gun was stolen, you know, I would immediately report a stolen by going to U.S. Law Shield. You know, I don't have a problem in reporting my firearm if it was stolen.
Right. But, you know, I think that's good. I'd like to see that happen in every state that has a big city in it. Because all of these big cities that try to run the state, where the mayor of the big city is stronger than the governor, I'm getting sort of tired of those myself. I'm sure people in the states where that's happening are too.
It's mostly the Republicans that have voted for this bill, according to the article in the paper.
Well, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans that are sort of soft when it comes to gun rights, but none of them propose that I've seen, with the exception of Pat Toomey last year with Toomey Manchin. Most of them don't propose gun control. That's normally a Democratic product. But
yeah.
In any event, it's a good day in Pennsylvania. I'm very pleased. I'm pleased for you Pennsylvanians.
Yeah, you should consider moving back up here, Bill.
Well, I've never lived there before, so I wouldn't be moving back. I'd be starting anew, but I have thought about that, believe me. And South Carolina is not all that in a bag of chips, believe me. Believe me. Thank you very much for the call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Pennsylvania, they put the smack down on these little miniature tyrants in their little cities and everything. And now they can pass any law they want to, but it might be expensive. I saw this, and this, you know, I think this example is a good example for us. Jeremy Woodward is a 28-year-old military veteran from Mississippi, and he's gone to the Middle East to fight, but unlike most of the jihadi Janes and jihad teens, he has joined the side of the Kurds because he knows that ISIS is here, he knows that we're in a war, and he's decided to he's left his family, he's left his wife, he's left his children, and he's gone over there to be part of taking the fight to them over there. He didn't have to do this. He's done this voluntarily. He's committed to fighting as long as it takes, and he acknowledges that he could die in battle. But he left his family to ensure that the enemy does not wind up threatening them. And in so doing, he may never see his loved ones again. So, think about him. Think about him. Here's a name of a guy no longer under the uniform, no longer under the military, who said, nobody's doing anything about this here. I'll go over there and they'll take me and I can do something about it over there. And then when you sit back and you worry about, what if they do this here in the country? What if they do that here in the country? Realize there's 25 million plus, just like Jeremy Woodward, in the United States today. I'm more concerned. He's better than me. He is better than me. I'll tell you that right now, because I know it's going to be here, and I don't want to leave my loved ones here where it's going to be without me here. But he has decided to try to do everything he can and go over there and try to stop it. Do his part to try to stop it. And if every one of us adopted just that mindset, just that thought process, just this, I'm doing it for my family, and everybody gets a lot of fringe benefits out of what I'm doing. If we did it for the reason that he's doing it, and if we put as much effort into it as he is doing, we wouldn't have issues here in the United States. Now, there's plenty of people that do that to the degree that they can, and the others that are just paying attention to football. Football season started. Yay! You know, I was talking about, somebody wants to do an event in South Carolina, and we've got to try to schedule the event, a Second Amendment event. We've got to try to schedule that where it doesn't coincide with the football seasons, because if we do it, nobody will come. That's where our priorities lie. And that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the big problem. You know, I thought many times the wake-up call would be Obamacare, because it was hitting people in the wallet, but it didn't. Maybe Ebola will now, because now it's hitting them, you know, their life. When you got to compete with college football, isn't that the height of absurdity? We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Boom Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, first off, hat tip to Ninja Timothy Herdock. He emailed me wanting to know the answer to this question. I haven't had a chance to reply to you, Tim, but here is the answer to your question that you emailed me. In Canada, the soldier that was guarding the tomb was guarding the tomb with an unloaded weapon. Just as we do the tomb of the unknowns here. Thank you, Bill Clinton. I got to wonder about that because in England, in the United Kingdom, they have a lot of stuff, especially around the Tower of England. They have a whole community of military there that they call the Yeoman Larders. And these are all retired military, but they also have active duty military there because they do some things around the Tower of London. And each and every one of those studs that's there, this active duty military, has a fully loaded weapon. In the UK. Now, given today's reality, I can completely understand that, but I'm almost certain that's always been the way it is. The UK has always come under, in military terms, they are they're sort of way out there, being an island just off the coast of Europe, off of the continent. But, once again, we see the lone wolf attacker going into the gun-free zone. Now, I want you to think about this. In a nation of 319 million known legal souls, we have between 800,000 and 920,000 law enforcement personnel. That's state, that's federal, that's local. Only a small fraction of them at any given time are on duty. So make that about a third of that. So let's say there's 300,000 on duty at any given time. And then another fraction of them are actually patrol officers. It isn't uncommon for a handful of sheriff's deputies to patrol areas that are larger than some European principalities. So, in these areas where the gun-free zone rules, where all you have is regular, normal law enforcement here in the U.S., it's going to be a turkey shoot. Nobody's going to get there in time. Now, we have had lone wolf attacks here in the United States. We've had the attempted Times Square bombing. We've had the attempted underwear bombing, the attempted shoe bombing, the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, 9/11. We've had the incident with the disgruntled worker, and where was it? I don't remember what state it was in, but he cut one head off and was trying to cut another one off before he was shot by the owner of the company. We've got them happening. We've got the ISIS flag flying here in the U.S. from time to time. Now, our neighbors to the north are they've had two incidents of this. Well, one that didn't receive a lot of headlines, primarily because it didn't use a gun. He used a vehicle to run over two Canadian soldiers, killing one of them. The terrorist emerged from the car after wrecking it with a knife in his hand and was shot and killed. And then we have this shooter on Parliament Hill. Future Islamic terrorists are going to be smart enough to attack the soft targets that counterterrorism professionals have been warning us about for years. And these are the ones where lots and lots of innocents will be. Churches, schools, theaters, malls, sporting events, festivals, concerts. They'll target places where a large number of people gather. And the smarter terrorists will choose their targets carefully, either striking outside the security perimeter, striking uniform security first, or choosing targets with no security at all. And they will choose the same sort of targets that mass murderers have chosen in the past, the so-called gun-free zone. New York City, New Jersey, Maryland, California. Oh, my. And Washington, D.C. right now. Now, in the next few weeks, we're going to have a chance to cast some ballots. I read an article the other day where a guy somewhere was trying to cast a ballot. He was actually running for office. He tried to cast a ballot for himself, and it voted for his Democratic colleague, and they're saying, I think it was out of Illinois, they're saying that it was a glitch in the computer system. So do I think voter fraud happens? Yeah, I do. But I'm going to vote, and I urge you to do the same, simply because of this. I'm preparing for things to collapse as far as on the, and I'm going to prepare a little more diligently now, but I'm preparing for things to collapse because I don't think we have anybody politically that is enough of a superstar to drag us back from the abyss. We don't have the will in the country to do it ourselves. Too many people are disengaged. We can make the attempt, however. But here's the thing. Here's the very important thing. Once you vote for these cats, once you put them in office, it doesn't end there. They're not to be left to their own devices. I don't care who you've got representing you. Trey Gowdy is in my district, and Jeff Duncan, and both of these guys are as conservative as the day is long, and I call their offices at least once a week. Not because I'm checking up on them. just to let them, just to let their staff know, who knows me well, just to let them know that I'm watching. I don't know how many other people do that. I'm not the only one, probably, that does that. But these are, you know, especially Trey Gowdy, he's like a political superstar right now, conservative Superman. With all of these guys, it is, for me, it is, what have you done lately? Not what have you done for me, but what have you done? What have you done proactively? What are you doing? What are you pushing? Because they're locked in ideological combat. They're locked in ideological combat. And ideological combat is constant. It's a constant process. And it's not one where you can just go sit there and punch a button and say, you know, vote aye or vote nay. You got to get out there and you got to stir the pot. And if you're not stirring the pot, you know, there's a saying amongst people that train, if you're not shooting, you should be loading. If you're not loading, you should be moving. If you're not moving, you're dead. If they're not shooting or loading or moving, and they're just existing, they're dead, which means the people they represent are unrepresented. So I make mine represent me as often as I can. You can do that too. You want to see a change, it's got to be gradual, and it's the best we can hope for until the shooting starts. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Self-defense. We can learn a lot from instances of self-defense, but, real self-defense doesn't play out like it does, say, on a tactical training course. And when you, especially if you're not one of the tactical kids. Now, I'm a grandfather, and I dig it. But I'm 53 years old, so I'm not up there yet as far as being a grandfather is concerned. In Lumberton, North Carolina, a 67-year-old grandfather dealt with three home invaders that came into his house. Three young thugs. I'm sure their parents are, it's just a matter of time before they get on there and say, this was a mistake, they were good boys. But anyway, I haven't heard that yet. 10 p.m., Yetta Road in Lumberton, this past Monday night, someone knocked on the home of the grandfather, his wife, and their 19-year-old granddaughter, according to the sheriff's office. Two of three men, all wearing black clothes, ski masks, and gloves, ninjas, if you will, stormed into the house and demanded money. The grandfather and his wife ended up in the back of the house and were directed at gunpoint to open a safe. At some point, the three armed men decided to try to rape the 19-year-old granddaughter, and don't know if this would have happened if they hadn't attempted that, but what happened next was... it would have been predictable in my case. The 67-year-old grandfather managed to grab a gun and shoot all three of the suspects. However, the suspects did fire back, and the grandfather was hit several times. Despite being hit several times, he stayed in the fight till the fight was over. That's to be commended. It is regrettable that he got hit several times in the middle of the fight. The suspects... fled in the grandfather's Cadillac, gold Cadillac, which they stole. The grandfather was airlifted to a trauma center, and he has already been through life-saving surgery, but he remains right now in critical condition, which can go either way. The three serial home invaders were not as lucky. Jamie Lee Fison, 20 years old. They found him in the abandoned Cadillac after he died in the Cadillac. They abandoned the car and their colleague. dead of gunshot wounds. Brandon C. Stevens, 28, and Jamar Hawkins, 17, were also both shot by the grandfather and suffered serious injuries. They were also airlifted to an unnamed hospital for treatment. Despite the best efforts of the emergency medical personnel, they have both managed to survive the trip. If they recover, young Mr. Stevens and young Mr. Hawkins face a very long list of felony charges in just this one crime, up to and including capital murder for the death of Faison under the felony murder rule. Possibly they could face the death penalty. They could also face a potential second capital murder charge if the grandfather does not recover from his wounds, several counts of attempted murder, felony sex crimes, car theft, armed robbery, etc., etc., a partridge in a pear tree. And this is just for this one crime. They haven't cross-examined them yet. They are classified as serial home invaders, which means they've been doing it for a bit. Neither one of these young fellows, if they live, should ever expect to set foot outside of prison for the rest of their lives. First of all, I commend the grandfather on having the presence of mind to start the fight and then to stay in the fight till the fight was over. How do you quantify somebody that's taking hits from gunfire and continues? How do you quantify that? How do I articulate to you just exactly how dynamic that is? To have managed to do that. He was outside of just his physical limitations as a 67-year-old man. He was up and he was going. So it's very hard for me to quantify that. But this happened in Lumberton, North Carolina. And, there's a home invasion every 12 seconds in the United States. Most of them are occurring in your big municipalities. But they're happening in Lumberton, North Carolina. We see this happen. I mean, we had a home invasion. I live outside of Greenville, South Carolina. We had a home invasion in Piedmont, South Carolina. Who's heard of Piedmont, South Carolina? This kind of crime is coming to the small town. And do you want to know why? Because in these areas where you don't have the houses, 6 inches apart, you can operate fairly well. You can operate fairly unmolested while you're doing it, if you will. And this is what they're looking for. They want to go in and do what they want to do. And if they want to stay there a while and do a few things, have a little recreational rape of your granddaughter or your wife or whatever, they want to do that. So you and me have to become our first responders. Now, I am my own first responder. But I strongly advocate that you become your own because, believe me, when you got one cop for every 19,000 people, and that's what it breaks down to, if all of them were on duty at one time, all of them on the street, one for every 19,000, they can't cover everything that's going on. They can't do it, which means that you're out there. You're out there on your own, like this 67-year-old man was. They already had the drop on him. They had him in every way, shape, or form. They had him at their mercy. And when they crossed the line, that I don't know if he drew it in his head or something, when they decided to attack his 19-year-old granddaughter, like I said, I don't know if he would have done this had they not done it. But that was where he moved at that point, and that's where he turned the fight with swift, decisive, ultra-violent action. He shot all three of them. He killed one on the scene. And when these kind of predators come in here, I mean, if you look at pictures of these young fellows, they're quite full of themselves. You know, the The one Caucasian kid, he's got tats all over him because I guess that's really cool to have tats from the neck up and, you know, just obliterating everything that God gave you. I like tattoos. I've never gotten out there and wanted to decorate my head. And I've got a lot of real estate because I shaved my head, so I could do a lot of tattooing. But this grandfather, like that soldier, this is an example that we can go by. Because he did the deed. And there was no one else that was going to do it for him. Because these predators were in there. Who knows where, if they had raped his granddaughter, who knows where it would have gone. They've got two old people that they think are helpless because they're young and they're supple and they're strong and they're fast and all this other stuff. And this guy cleaned their clock. Because he had a firearm. He couldn't have done it physically. He brought the force equalizer into play. Probably hasn't ever been to a tactical response class or a Chris Costa class or Vikings tactics or Talon Defense or Victory First or any of the good schools you can go to. Probably never been to one of them. MDFI, name it. But he had the firearm. And the first rule in any list of rules of a gunfight are the rules of gunfighting. Rule number one is to have a gun. He had one. Much better. I mean, I saw this video of a home invasion in New Jersey where the guy just beat the woman to death. Well, he didn't beat her to death, but he beat her up 5 or 6 different times. This guy wasn't going to have that. Coming up next from Gun Owners of America, we're going to be joined by Executive Director Larry Pratt. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.